sounds good. That's nice. Romy, there's the other million-dollar idea I have that I don't have time to pursue, but you could pick it up if you want to. I believe you could develop a motion sensor nightlight plugged in all throughout your house so that as you got out of bed, you could wave your leg, actuate the light, and it would be a black light. And as you move down the hall, each of the motion detector night lights would come on. And then you would be lighting the way walking at night and marking, instantly seeing any scorpions that may be in the house. I think you could sell those like hotcakes.
All right.
Anyway.
I like that
I want to talk doors, but we've got Jim and Phoenix and Walter. Let's take Walter first. A question on our front door, and then Jim wants to talk about a topic we actually covered, I think it was last week. But we'll get to you, Jim, I promise. Walter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. How can we help you? What you working on?
Well, I've got double front doors. They're metal. They're extremely heavy on metal frames. But when we bought the house a year ago, you look over there and you can see under the door to the outside.
Okay.
It's got almost an inch between the threshold and the bottom of the door. And I have not been able to find a product or a company that would come out and either put in a new threshold and a new sweep on that door.
Wow.
Or something.
I
guess I'm too small a job.
who built the doors?
Who was the home builder? I don't remember. I mean, we're the third owner of the house. So
okay.
It's 20 years old.
Walter, are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
I am. I've used it many times.
Oh, well, great. Well, there's a company on there that does screens, Arizona Screen Tech. And one of the owners is Rich. You just call Rich and let him know you and I talked over the phone on the radio. And Rich at Arizona Screen Tech will come over and he'll develop he makes a lot of security doors. He made the security door at my house. And he'll make you a sliding sweep cover for the door in the finish to match the door you've got now and get you all sealed up.
Okay, because I just have a 1-inch square, 2-inch square piece of window insulation that I just slide under there all the time.
Well,
but it holds the heat out, so yeah. That much is good.
No, he'll be able to do you better than that. So call Rich at Arizona Screen
at
Tech.
At Arizona Screen Tech. Yeah. Will do. Thank you very much.
Okay, very good. From there, let's run up to Jim, who wants to jump back, I think, to last week. Was it last week we had Andrew? 2 weeks ago? Jim, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, it was about that compressor assist with the solar
panel. Yes.
And I'm really interested in it. You know, when new products come out, you kind of get scared because
yes.
Sometimes they come and go very quickly. But I figured you guys have been around a long time, so it's probably not an overnight thing. And the lady that answered the phone said she'd be giving me the phone number. And then they're trying to get two techs started here in the Phoenix area. But we have a house that was built in 1947. And it was right after World War II, and a lot of the vets were moving in, and they had those block construction houses
yes.
in Central Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah, we got one of those, and I just want to try to make it efficient as I can. And then I had another question, too. Do you guys do ceiling attic insulation?
Well, we do. But, Jim, have you had a whole house energy audit done?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
And they showed me some of the places where the heat was coming in, so we blocked them up.
Okay.
But the insulation, after 47 years,
yeah.
I guess it goes sinks way down.
Yeah.
And
over that many years with the people crawling through the attic, replacing light fixtures, ductwork, and whatever, that's probably another big void that you've got. So if you've had the energy audit done and they've assessed that you could use some enhanced attic insulation, go ahead and insulate to an R40 in a masonry home built in the 40s in central Phoenix. There's no reason to insulate above a 40. And don't let them talk you into attic power attic ventilation. And then the solar assist system you're talking about is called SunTrack. And it actually reduces the load on your air conditioner compressor. The man we had in was from Tucson, Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design. And he's getting the program started. We're actually now trying to get a couple contractors in Phoenix online to install the same thing. The product's actually made right here in Tempe. So we're going to have to get back in touch with you as to which two Rosie certified air conditioning contractors will be picking that line of product up. Okay? Appreciate you listening. When we get back, we got to talk doors.